This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to embed God's promises deep within your heart. Sometimes we might become discouraged by what we see in the moment and talk ourselves out of believing in God's promises to us. In fact, this is exactly what happened to the Israelites when they were on their way to the Promised Land. God instructed Moses to send 12 tribal leaders to explore Canaan, which is also known as the Promised Land, so that they could come back and give Moses a full report on what the land looked like. The 12 leaders came back with a glowing report. They said the land was magnificent and that it truly was overflowing with milk and honey. But these same 12 leaders were also terribly frightened of the residents of the land. They thought this new land was an advanced, well-fortified city with giant, strong people, and in their minds, they could not believe there was any way of conquering Canaan. Because of their fear, the leaders began to doubt God's ability to fulfill his promise. So they doubted him and wanted to return to Egypt, a place they knew all too well. This situation is almost unthinkable because they had just witnessed God parting the Red Sea for them. So they knew what he was capable of, yet they still doubted him. They didn't keep God's promise to them embedded deep within their hearts. So the next time you're trusting in God's promises but see something that causes doubt to creep in, remember these words. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 11:23. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, keep his promises on your heart.